Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Today on The Mark White Show, we're talking about a major change in how quickly people in small-town America can get things they need. Amazon is expanding same-day and next-day delivery to 4,000 smaller cities, towns, and rural communities across the U.S. Now, this means that customers in areas that often have faced limited choices and slower delivery can now have popular items brought to their doorstep within hours. Joining me right now to share what this means for these communities is Lindsay Hamilton, Senior Communications Manager for Amazon. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Lindsay.
Thanks, Mark. Happy to be here.
Glad to have you. Can you give us a quick overview of Amazon's same-day and next-day delivery expansion and what communities this rollout will impact the most?
Yeah, absolutely. We already know that one of the things that Amazon Prime members love is the unlimited fast-free delivery, and we're really excited to be bringing those same-day and next-day delivery speeds to tens of millions of customers and more than 4,000 smaller towns, cities, and rural communities by the end of this year. And this is part of a $4 billion investment we're making to expand our rural delivery network. And so for many customers, this means it's the first time they're going to be able to get their items within hours or next day instead of having to wait for those longer delivery times. And it's really for rural customers about transforming their access to our wide selection, more choices, less time spent on the road getting the things that they need. And we believe this is going to save them time and money.
When we talk about items like coffee pods and pet food. How does Amazon decide which products are prioritized for same-day and next-day availability in these communities?
Sure thing. This is one thing that I think is very cool for people to hear about, because there's so much talk about AI in our world right now, and AI is one of the things that's behind this. We use advanced machine learning algorithms to take a look at purchasing patterns, seasonal trends, and local preferences. And while certainly there are items that are popular nationally, I think everybody's going to need those paper towels, for example, we do take a look at what people need regionally and when they need it, and we really stock to those local markets. And so we'll curate what people need in different areas at different times of the year. So we actually have... we've got a little list here I've got of what rural customers buy by regions. And so in your region, we do see rural customers buying more water bottles and phone chargers. Not sure completely what that's about. I think some of that might be the summer heat for the water bottles, but that is some of what we see there.
Do you see this expansion having an impact on local economies, either for customer or people who might work in Amazon's delivery network in these areas?
We absolutely do. I think it's one of the things that we're really thrilled about. It's a $4 billion investment that will triple the size of our rural delivery network by the end of 2026. And nationally, we estimate that this expansion is going to create over 100,000 new jobs and driving opportunities. And it's a wide range of positions. There's full-time, there's part-time, there's flexible positions. They are in our buildings. They can be on the roads. And we're really looking forward to bringing these opportunities to even more communities. We do know that in your state, we've got 7,500 full and part-time jobs there already. That's as of January 2024. So we are going to continue growing and hopefully be bringing more opportunities to more people.
What kind of response have you received so far from customers in smaller towns where this service is already available?
No, we are seeing a really positive response, especially because of those everyday essentials and speed critical items that customers are ordering, those non-perishable groceries, those household needs. The early response from customers has been really positive. They shop more frequently and purchase more of those everyday household items at higher rates when we're able to get to them that much faster.
When it comes to seasonal or locally popular items, will customers see seasonal or locally popular items prioritized in their area?
Yes, absolutely. So that's what that machine learning algorithm, that's what the AI is really helping us to do. So if customers want to see what items are available for same day, what they can do is go to amazon.com/same-day-store, and you'll be able to first see if these same day delivery speeds are available in your area. It'll let you know about same day and next day. And you can also, if it's not there now, please do check back. Like I mentioned, this is an ongoing expansion. We're live in some places and coming to others. So if you don't see it, do check back. And if you do see it there, you'll be able to see which products are available. You'll be able to shop by the different categories, price points, and options that you've got for those faster delivery speeds in your area.
How does Amazon work with local delivery drivers or third-party partners in rural areas?
Sure thing. So we work with, this expansion will be working with the same delivery drivers that we're already using, the same delivery service partners, our Flex Delivery program. So if folks are interested in what some of those different options look like, you can take a look at what the Amazon job opportunities are at amazon.com/jobs. And this expansion is going to draw on that same network of drivers that we're already using, the same folks that you know and trust to deliver your Amazon packages will be part of these faster speeds. Because what it's really about is the way in which we're putting the items that customers need closer to where those customers are. We're getting the items closer so that they're going to go over less of a distance when they get there. So what you need will be that much closer and that much faster.
Could drone delivery eventually be part of this service in rural America?
So I don't have anything to share on what drone delivery, on any sort of news on that front today, but drone delivery is something that we have available in some select locations, but no news on that front today.
How does this expansion fit into Amazon's broader long-term vision for serving customers in every corner of the country?
You know, we just know that we have been prioritizing our faster delivery speeds. And, you know, earlier this year, we were able to announce that in 2024, we hit our fastest delivery speeds ever. And we keep getting faster, you know, quarter one, quarter two, we keep seeing that we are getting faster and faster. And we know that's important to customers. And this really fits into that vision of getting customers that value, that selection, and that convenience that they want and need. And that everyday essentials collection, we see that as a really growing, an important need for customers that they are turning to us for time and time again. You know, I think about it right now, it's back to school time. And if you take a look at that back to school list and, you know, you're running around, you're trying to get everybody ready to go. You take a look at that list and realize something is missing. You're going to want to deal with that and you're going to want to deal with it quickly. And if you can get that from same day delivery on Amazon, that's going to save you time. That's going to save you running around. That's going to save your energy. And we're really excited about what that means for customers. We think that's going to be great for them.
And Lindsay, since we have a couple of minutes left, I want to ask you, is this your dream job, being Senior Communications Manager for Amazon?
I love being Senior Communications Manager for Amazon. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but it's such an exciting place to work because there is always something new happening. There is never a dull moment. This announcement is one that part of the reason why I love it is because I can actually see how it affects my family. You know, my parents are in the Ozarks. My family is all spread out across the country, and I can take a look at what we're doing and how it really impacts and helps the people that I care about.
Absolutely. And that leads me to the question. You mentioned your parents, but people who've influenced you in your life. Can you name somebody or a couple of people who have been a powerful impact on your journey in life?
I mean, let's talk more about Mark and Donna Hamilton than in the Ozarks. I think they would love that shout out. So shouting out another Mark today. and you know, it's interesting. My dad actually comes from a background in the space where he's also worked in retail and delivery. And so I love talking to him about my job because he thinks it's really cool and he loves learning about the things that we're doing and he understands them. So it's really fun to be able to share that part of my work with him.
Incredible. A big thank you, Lindsay Hamilton with Amazon, for sharing how this expansion is bringing convenient speed and more choices to rural America. I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much, Mark. Have a great day.
You too. Take care. When we come back, we'll be joined by Misha Emmett with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention as we discuss the importance of awareness, prevention, and hope for those affected by suicide. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
To do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
to the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows.
Suicide touches far too many families, leaving behind questions, heartache, and often silence. But through awareness, education, and compassion, we can bring hope and help to those who are struggling. Joining me right now is Misha Emmett with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, Alabama chapter. And Misha is here to share important resources, warning signs we should all know, and how each of us can be part of saving lives. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Misha Emmett.
Hi, Mark. Thank you for having me. It's always good to talk to you.
Absolutely. Glad to have you and talk about this very important subject. For those who may not be familiar, can you share the mission of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and the work you do?
Absolutely. So the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, our mission is to save lives and bring hope to those affected by suicide. Alabama is one of 73 chapters across the United States and Puerto Rico who are dedicated to moving our mission forward. And the ways that we do that are through our advocacy efforts, our prevention, education, resources, community outreach, which is, you know, our community and campus walks that are held across the state. And then finally, our loss and healing support for bereaved families or individuals who are struggling.
And Misha, while it's not easy to do, why is it so important to have open conversations about suicide and mental health?
So suicide is one of the leading causes of death in the United States and in Alabama. Currently in Alabama, suicide is the 14th leading cause of death. Among those causes, it's the only one that's 100% preventable. And that does not make any mean that anyone is immune from challenges or struggles. It just means that there are things that we can do to keep ourselves and the people that we know and love safe. And sometimes it starts with a conversation. You know, AFSP, our flagship program, is called Talk Saves Lives. And it's called Talk Saves Lives because that's a proven fact. Talking about it, having that conversation, removing the stigma, that's the first step in creating a culture that's smart about mental health and ultimately reducing suicide.
With the statistics and trends across Alabama and the United States, are there any patterns we should be paying close attention to, Misha?
I think that, well, I'll speak to Alabama first. You know, the suicide rate in Alabama, we just recently received updated data from the CDC, and it reflected 869 individuals in the state of Alabama who died by suicide, which is heartbreaking. You know, prior to that, that data showed that 837 individuals died by suicide in our state. So unfortunately, we are not making, you know, we're not making the progress that we had hoped. You know, we're doing AFSP, NAMI, lots of other organizations dedicated to this work are doing all that we can to, you know, move the needle in the opposite direction and create this, you know, community culture that's smart about mental health and suicide reduction. I think trends have shown that, you know, there are groups of people in certain demographics that are disproportionately affected by suicide. There are a lot of people, unfortunately, that are disproportionately impacted by suicide.
And when we look at post-suicide, there are a lot of people who would say, I wish I had seen, I wish I had known, I wish I had understood what was happening. What are some of the warning signs that someone may be struggling or thinking about suicide?
So each situation is different, but as our Talk Saves Lives curriculum, as it, you know, discusses, warning signs usually manifest in three different ways: through talk, through behavior, through mood. So talk, you know, that means if you hear someone talk about, you know, the world, their family would be better off without them. They feel like a burden. What's the point? You know, that type of those types of things being said. Those are strong indicators that that person might be experiencing a moment of crisis and even suicide ideation. behavior. If you know someone that is, you know, very outgoing, the life of the party, and suddenly that person becomes just extremely withdrawn, right? Or you know, they're exhibiting characteristics that are atypical to who they've been consistently. That's also an indicator that something might be wrong. And then finally, mood. If you have someone who, you know, just drastic mood swings that are not typically how they act day to day, right? If you have an outgoing person and suddenly they're withdrawn, if you have someone who loves to do something and then they just stop doing it cold turkey like that, those are signs sometimes that something is wrong. We need to have these conversations. We need to figure out how to get them connected to help.
And the conversation is important. What else should someone do if they notice these signs in a friend or loved one?
You know, let them know. A lot of times, we don't want to feel awkward if we don't know exactly what we feel like we should say. It's sometimes easier to, the thought is that it's sometimes easier to not say anything. Anything is better than nothing, right? And so just initiate the conversation. Hey, I've noticed that you seem really down. You know, you're usually can't wait to get to, kickball games. You know, you're so excited about it all the time, and I haven't seen you there in weeks. Or, you know, I've heard some of the things that you've been saying, talking about, like, you feel like a burden, life isn't worth living. Can I help connect you to somebody who can help you? Just letting people know that you notice these changes in them, that sends a message that, hey, I pay attention to you, I care about you, but also, like, you're important to me, and your mental health and safety are important to me. So I want to do what I can to help get you connected to the help that you need.
And along those lines, Misha, how can people best support someone who is struggling with suicidal thoughts?
I think sharing resources, we've got lots of resources available that are all free. So I want to say that first, because that's really important. People don't know what they don't know, right? And for far too long, conversations about suicide specifically have been stigmatized. And so just removing the stigma, normalizing conversations about mental health. This is a very heavy time that we're all experiencing together. And so if you notice someone is struggling, if you know that someone is struggling, reach out to them, get them resources, make sure they know about 988. If you're unfamiliar with what 988 is, do some research, call organizations like AFSP to find out what you do, right? Connect them to local crisis services, behavioral health hospitals in your area. There are lots of, I mean, the list goes on and on, but the most important thing is letting that person know that they're not alone. Now, we don't want people to feel overwhelmed, right? Because that's what's heavy. It feels like someone's life is in your hands. And oftentimes, most of the time, it's going to be a level of help that they need that you're not able to provide unless you're a trained mental health professional. But what we can do, what we can all do, is have a conversation, check in on the people. And it might feel awkward, but we've got to seize that awkward moment and have the conversation anyway. Ask if they're okay, get them connected to resources, and then keep the door open. You know, we're not suggesting one-off conversations. Let's keep an open dialogue and just check in on each other. And that's how we start moving towards a culture that's smart about mental health. That's how we move towards lower numbers than what we're seeing right now in Alabama.
Misha, what's one thing that you wish everyone understood about mental health and suicide prevention?
You know, one thing that I wish that everyone understood about mental health is that mental health is something that we all possess, right? Oftentimes, I think there's confusion between mental health, mental illness, you know, mental health conditions. First, there's mental health is something that we all have, just like we all have our physical health. If you have a mental health condition or suffer from mental illness, nothing is wrong with that. And we've got to start normalizing the conversations around that so that people aren't afraid to reach out and get help if they need help that could save their life. You know, what I wish people knew about suicide and suicide prevention is this is one thing that we can absolutely do something about. This does not have to happen. I wish that people understood, though, this isn't something that happens in a vacuum. It's not something that AFSP can do alone. It's not something that, you know, our workplaces, our schools, counselors at schools, therapists, it's not something that any one group of people can do alone. It's got to be something that's a collective effort with everybody involved.
For someone listening right now who may be struggling, what message would you like to leave with them, Misha?
I would want anybody listening to know that they matter. Their story matters. You are not alone. It is okay not to be okay. All of us at some point or another struggle, and it's okay. What you're feeling is valid. There is help out there. You know, I would also encourage them to reach out to 988, three-digit number, 988, and get connected to someone who can get you started on your journey to healing and getting the help that you need. But tomorrow needs you.
And Misha, how can people get involved in AFSP's work, whether through volunteering, fundraising, or participating in events like the Out of the Darkness walks?
Yeah, there are so many ways to get involved with AFSP. The first part is education. Help us educate people so that that number stops at 869. That's way too many, but let's do what we can to not have one more. If you are a teacher at a school, if you belong to a faith community, if you work at an office, if you encounter anyone else, or if you're part of any group, civic, sorority, fraternity, whatever, let's talk. Let's talk about hosting a conversation just about mental health, you know, and suicide prevention. So helping us educate and get the word out. As I mentioned earlier, all of our resources, all of our prevention education materials are 100% free of charge. AFSP does a beautiful job of meeting people exactly where they are, right? With our flagship program, Talk Saves Lives, we've got programs for every group of people, every demographic you can think of. But it's always easier to get in the door if we've got somebody on the inside. So if you know a group that you think could benefit from hearing our prevention education programming, let us know. Coming up this fall, we have Out of the Darkness Community Walks across the state of Alabama. There's one in North Alabama happening on October 19th. There's one in Tuscaloosa on October 19th. We've got one in South Alabama, in Gaffney on October 12th. We're in Montgomery on October 5th, and we're in Birmingham and Hoover on November 2nd. So there are ways to get involved. It is one of the most powerful experiences to come to one of those walks and see how many people have been impacted by suicide. One in four of us in our lifetime will be impacted by a suicide loss. So this information and getting it to the people who need it is critically important. It's not a matter of when you'll need it in the manner that we're tracking now, or if you need it, it's when you'll need it. So we want to make sure that people know what to do. They know what to look for to keep themselves and the people that they love and care about safe.
You can call or text 988 anytime to connect with someone who will listen without judgment. And your life is worth living. Your story is not over. Misha Emmett, it's always a pleasure to have you here on The Mark White Show to join me to talk about this very serious subject as you represent the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, Alabama chapter. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Here on The Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Robson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.